to Alaska, go north for Russia's own. North to Alaska, go north for Russia's own. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow, with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901, where the river is winding big nuggets.
News Talk 580 WTCM. You can just feel that cool, crisp, and clean Alaskan breeze when you're listening to Johnny Horton. Am I right?
You are right.
It is time for the Travel Authority, and usually our very good friend Bonnie Pintozzi is with us, but this time around, we're going to go directly to the source from Holland, America, and she's actually going to be coming in tomorrow, I believe, because she's going to be talking all about Onstage Alaska at the Country Club in Traverse City. It's our very good friend, Debbie Iapolucci. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I am terrific. How are you?
Well, I'm ready to go to Alaska is what I am. Let's talk about it.
I am always ready to go to Alaska and so excited for tomorrow. You know, for those folks that have been contemplating going, should I, shouldn't I, what's it all about? This is a great opportunity to learn all about the destination. And actually, we have two gals who live in Anchorage who are going to be actually presenting. I'm there for their support tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this trip. I mean, because obviously we want people to show up tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, like Debbie said, at the beautiful Traverse City Golf and Country Club in Traverse City. But tell us about Holland America, the difference in Holland America when it comes to traveling to the great north of Alaska.
Well, I will tell you, Holland America has been in business 145 years, and half of that, 70 years in Alaska, which makes us the cruise line that has the most experience in that great destination. And what we get with that is we have more licenses to Glacier Bay than any other cruise line. We have mid-sized ships, which take our guests into these beautiful, iconic ports and right up to glaciers. And on the ship, there's these terrific promenade decks. So, you know, some ships are like really, really, really big and you're towering over Glacier Bay and you see a dot in the water and you don't know what it is. But on a Holland America ship, you're on deck 3 where you can walk all the way around the ship and actually see that dot is a face of a sea otter, for example. It is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, so some things that are really, really important is the mid-size ship feel. They're spacious. We carry about 1,200 to 1,400 guests opposed to over 3,000. You know, so it makes it really, really a nice experience. And Holland America also, because of all of our vast experience there, as I said, we've got more licenses to Glacier Bay than any other cruise line. And we also go to the Yukon, which I absolutely love. The Yukon is our Canadian sister, as we call it.
Tell me what you love most, Debbie, about going. You know, particularly, I think a lot of Americans are loving Alaska, and we make these plans and we put it on our bucket list, and we say we need to get up there. It's untouched. It's pure. It's kind of the last frontier for our country here. But why the Yukon? What do you love about the Yukon?
The Yukon is so colorful. Dawson City is probably my newfound favorite city. You coach in there, you take a motor coach and you get there. And if you can imagine the set of gun smoke and then put it in color, Mm-hmm. And it is, oh my gosh, it's so colorful and cute. It's very walkable, this small little town. You know, it's like where the Klondikers were, you know, many, many years ago. And there's still dirt roads and there's no streetlights. And there's wooden boardwalk sidewalks. And it is literally like you are stepping back in time. And they've got, you know, these wonderful little shops in town. You can get on this sternwheeler and go up and down the river and see about the history and the heritage of the Klondikers and gold mining history. And it was, the food was great. They had great sights, fun things to do. And it was literally like a little Western town. That was just so much fun. We really, really enjoyed it. We spent actually 2 days there.
Oh, wow.
Which was well worth the 2 days. But it's just a neat experience. And, you know, if you're a history buff, I'm telling you, it's fantastic. If you just, you know, want to cross it off your bucket list, it's a fantastic area to go to. And, you know, how many people can say that they've been to the Yukon?
Yeah, not a lot of people, actually. And that's included in this trip. You're going to go to both places, right?
Yeah, Holland America takes our guests to Alaska three different ways.
Okay.
So the first, you can cruise there, and cruising either in and out of Seattle or in and out of Vancouver, up through the Inside Passage and back. Or we do one-way cruises. So we can start off cruising from Vancouver and sailing northbound to Seward, which is about 3 hours south of Anchorage, or we can take that vice versa. So our guests can cruise there. And then if you want to delve deeper into the destination, mm-hmm. you can do a land and sea journey, which is basically taking that cruise and then spending some time on land and getting to experience Fairbanks and Anchorage and Denali National Park.
Yeah.
And then a third way is to take it cruise, Denali, and then into the Yukon. So many choices. Yeah, many, many choices for our guests to be able to decide what's best for them and you know, how much time can you spend there? And, you know, yeah. And
being able to really immerse yourself and get in, like you said, by land, by sea. And when we're talking about land, so many of our listeners love train travel. Can you talk about incorporating trains in this trip?
Yes. When I went to the Yukon, we did I did a northbound cruise, and we got off the ship in Skagway. And there is this old historic rail, the Yukon White Horse Pass. And it is like you're stepping back in time again. So you get onto these old rail cars, and it's kind of rickety, but not really. And you're on this beautiful, beautiful four-hour train trip that takes you up into Fraser, into the Yukon, British Columbia. And if you look out the windows, it is like not for the faint of heart. I will tell you, one side is a mountain, the other side is a gorge. And so you pass through all of these beautiful, beautiful sights and look down into these gorges and rivers, and it is just a terrific four-hour ride. That's just one. We have another one that travels between Anchorage and Talkeetna and Denali National Park, and it's called the McKinley Explorer. Now, this one is it's like the 180, the other side of the spectrum. It's luxurious. There's dome. It's a dome car, basically. So you have two stories, and your first story is like a restaurant car, and there's an outdoor platform, windows all around it, and then up above, it's a dome. So you sit in these beautiful seats, see this beautiful scenery. And when we were designing the trains, we worked with Kodak. And so there is almost absolutely no glare when you take a picture from the inside. I know it's fantastic. And there's a host on board. There's a bartender on board. And, you know, they keep you entertained for either your 4 or your 8 hour trip. The restaurant on board as well is surrounded by windows, so you're not going to miss anything. The food is fantastic. And it is just a terrific, terrific leg of travel.
But how amazing is that attention to detail, knowing that you're working specifically with Kodak, so the people who are trying to take those once-in-a-lifetime pictures aren't going to have the glare, they're not going to be disappointed when they look and, right. and they miss something. That's the kind of attention to detail, really, that you are really proud of at Holland America Line, right?
We are. And, you know, we own those two train cars well, and they're the second and third behind the engine. So, you know, our guests are right up front. You know, and I think that has to do, you know, really with our experience there too. 70 years, longer than Alaska's been a state. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
I know. Yeah, so it's, you know, I'm really proud of the product, and it is just a terrific way to see the, you know, this destination that, you know, many people have had on their bucket lists for years and years, and it is so accessible now, and, you know, it's easy to get to, you know, mm-hmm. flight into Seattle or Vancouver, and we take care of everything along the way. We have, you know, terrific cruise experience, and, you know, we're experts in Alaska. It's, you know, by land, by sea, by experts.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. Let's talk about what people are going to do tomorrow. When you sign up for this OnStage Alaska, we're going to talk all about getting to Alaska with Holland America. Of course, Debbie, okay. you will be there, but you said you're bringing in true Alaskans. These are the experts, and this is another unique quality of Holland America that you're not just tourists telling other tourists where to go. You have
right.
people who live there saying this is how to experience this trip.
Right. And the great thing about these two gals that are coming in, we have Alexa and Kaylee. And they are, these two gals, they are journey hosts in the summertime. So, you know, we joke that, you know, anybody who books a Yukon Denali Land and Sea for next summer, for example, could have one of these two gals as their journey host when they arrive there. They've been up in Alaska for a few years. They've been journey hosts for a few years. They've been doing these onstage presentations for a few years. They've got a lot of experience, and they can tell you firsthand. They've worked there. They've lived there. I think they both live in Anchorage, as a matter of fact, when they're not on the road. But they are true experts and can really give the folks who attend real insight information, not only on the destination, on, you know, the tips, how to dress, when to go, what, you know, what are the benefits of each season going. They give a lot of insider information. And, you know, they can also provide insight into how our guests travel there. You know, they don't have to worry about anything. You know, as far as luggage, people sometimes worry, am I going to be able to do this trip if I have a, you know, let's say a hip problem or a knee problem, know, or, you know, have mobility issues or whatever the case may be. We really take care of everything for our guests, which is, you know, really comforting. You know, it's a peace of mind. And these girls really kind of describe everything about the destination and how the trip flows to really provide that, you know, that information to give confidence to the traveler,
yeah.
you know, to really know and help them make a choice, you know, a choice that fits them the best.
So the best way to do this, if you want to go see OnStage Alaska, get some detailed information about how you and your family or even a solo traveler, you can go experience this incredible trip with Holland America. All you have to do is show up. Really, all you have to do is get in touch with the travel authority and they will walk you through things. But tomorrow is a very special presentation at the Traverse City Golf and Country Club. It starts at 6:00, and I understand, Debbie, there will be food there, so you have to. It's a free presentation, but you do have to RSVP so we know how many cookies to bring, right?
You got that right.
Which is very important, let me tell you, especially even the day after Halloween. The day after Halloween, people are still craving that candy and cookies. So OnStage Alaska, you will be there along with these wonderful women who will tell you a little bit more about it. If you want to go, just call the Cass Street office of the Travel Authority, and you can do that at 800-748-0406, or better yet, just pop in at 116 Cass Street in Traverse City and say, hey, I want to go on stage Alaska, right?
You got that. Absolutely. We look forward to it. And I hope the listeners out there, if you're not already RSVP'd to join us tomorrow night, please go ahead and do so. It's sure to be a really fun, informative evening.
And if it's a last-minute thing, I know Bonnie has said this before, just come. We'll figure out a way to feed you, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in today. Debbie Iapolucci, Holland America. This is on my bucket list for sure. On Stage Alaska, happening tomorrow at the Traverse City Golf and Country Club. Can't wait to see you there. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Happy Halloween to you.
Thank you. You too. Werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand. Walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
And coming up, Tracy Kurtz joining us for a very spooktacular edition of Winning Wednesday here.
I can't wait to see her costume because I know she'll have one.
I got up so late this morning that I actually left my costume at home. I'm so sad.
I brought you an extra.
I know. I'm really happy about that because we have a big show. We have Winning Wednesday, of course, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening at Leland Sands and Turtle Creek Casinos. And then we're going to do some weird news. But at about 11 o'clock during the news here, we're going to go Facebook Live as we attempt to have a donut eating from strings contest. And I think all three of us are going to do that, right?
We'll give it a try. Well, you know, I might have to hold the camera, though. We'll
no,
see.
We have a cameraman
no.
coming. Yes, we do. I've worked out all the details, so you'll want to find us on the Crystal Frost Show Facebook page so you can see that it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, quick break coming up. It is time for Tracy Kurtz on WTCM.